If you've been looking.
Jiye ja, sawal kiye ja. We have youngsters who are new to the show today, so they don't know the cheer, so you have to remember to say this with me. So we're going to practice it a few times. So when I say jiye ja, you say sawal kiye ja. Michael is going to help us. Right, Michael? Okay. Shall we go? Jiye ja, sawal kiye ja. Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host Vidya here with 3 second graders in the studio with me today. They are so cute. I wish we were doing TV so we could see how cute they are. Well, welcome to the show. And before we get started, we always have a few housekeeping rules. First of all, please, please, please like us on our Facebook page, Safari Quiz Show. Safari Quiz Show is our Facebook page. And I hope that if you're listening to the show and if you've enjoyed the show or if you enjoy the show after we're done today, you'll head on to Facebook and like us. The more people like us, the more we want to continue doing the show. It's as simple as that. I also want to mention a couple of one open house for the Safari Kids Santa Clara branch, the Safari Kids Santa Clara branch. They have an open house today for their after-school program. They also give you a $50 off if you mention the Safari Quiz Show and if you register before August 18th. Today and tomorrow is their open house. It goes on from 12 noon to 7 p.m. So Safari Kid Santa Clara branch. Now all the details of all the branches of the Safari Kid preschool and after school program can be found on their website safarikidca.com, safarikidca.com, and they have many, many, many branches in the Bay Area. I believe now they have up to 25. And of course they have branches all over the world, in Malaysia, in Dubai, in India, in Toronto, in many countries, and I believe they're going to open one in Shanghai soon too. So you can imagine our method of education that's been created very much in the US is now actually in some ways being imported to countries around the world, and the Safari Kid schools are doing really well. So if you haven't checked out the Safari Kid preschool and after school program, do so by going to safarikidca.com or safarikidusa.com. They're the ones who make this show possible, and I'm very grateful to them, but I also have seen firsthand how good their programs, how successful they are at getting kids to enjoy learning and become very confident people. So do check out the Safari Kid preschool and after school programs, and you have a great opportunity to do that if you attend their open house at their Santa Clara branch today. Okay, so as always, I want to mention that we have a musicians showcase thing that we've started a little before the summer started. We're not playing any of the musical pieces that have been submitted to us so far, but we will start in September. In fact, one of our contestants today has sent us a musical piece as well. Her name is Varna, and she sent us a beautiful piece sung by herself, which we will play in the beginning of our September sessions. But if you have a musical child who's learning, practicing a piece of music or an instrument or even singing, we'd love, love, love to feature them on the show. The way you do that is to send the file, the musical file, if you have a recording, to safariquizshow@gmail.com, safariquizshow@gmail.com. Now, if you find it difficult to record, and I think many parents have told us that it's really a little bit of a problem to get a professional recording at home, then definitely feel free to let us know that your child is interested in participating live on the show, and we can get them here in the studio, and during the break they can just perform. So either way, the object is to make our kids in this, our musical kids, to showcase their talent, showcase the talent of all the kids in the community, because I know many of them are practicing very, very hard every day, and the mommies and daddies are putting in so much effort into making sure their kids learn music. As a parent of a child who plays the piano, I know how much effort it takes from the parent also, because sometimes the kids get stuck and they feel it's too difficult and they can't do it, and it takes a lot of loving encouragement from the parents to keep them going. So I know it's a concerted family effort to get the kids to learn music. And it's an effort that pays off very much in the long term, because the kids grew up with a love of music. So please do send us your child's musical performances by emailing it to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. Talking of music, we have a very special treat for you today. During our second break, we will be playing a song called Jiye Mera Desh. Jiye Mera Desh. Now, this song was released just yesterday, that is on the eve of August 15th, India's Independence Day in India. And I think today we're going to be playing it for the very first time on North American radio. And that gives me an opportunity to say Happy Independence Day to all Indians, Indian Americans, Pakistanis, Pakistani Americans. And it's such a wonderful celebratory day. And our song, Jiye Mera Desh, is going to be a token of that celebration. I'm going to tell you a little bit more about the song when we go on our second break. But for now, the girls in the studio have been very patient. So let's quickly meet all of them. Okay, girls, you have to speak into the mic so everyone at home can hear you. Okay. Our first contestant is Varna. Welcome to the show, Varna. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hello. I'm Varna. I'm 7 years old. I go to Olivera Elementary School.
And what do you like to do in your free time?
I like to practice dance and music. I even like to draw and read.
And so what kind of dance are we talking about?
Bharatanatyam.
Bharatanatyam. And what kind of music? Carnatic music?
Mm-hmm.
Indian classical?
Yeah.
So if I tell you, right, Varna actually has sent us a song, but can you sing a couple of lines for us right now on the air? Go for it.
Muttukare Yashoda Mungiti Mutyamu Vidu Tittarani Mahimala Devaki Sutudu.
Wonderful. That was lovely. That was lovely. And that was Varna. And we'll be hearing a proper full song by her later on in the year when we do our resume our musical showcase once school starts. Okay, our next contestant is Ria. Okay, hi Ria. Welcome to the show. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi, my name is Ria. I'm 7 years old. I go to Forest Park School, and when I have free time, I usually like to draw and read.
And draw and read. What are you reading these days?
Any kind of chapter books.
Any chapter books? Any particular ones that you'd recommend to other 7 year olds that you've really liked a lot and you'd say, hey, you should read this?
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Oh, that's awesome. That is a great book to start off with. Roald Dahl is one of my favorite authors, and it's such a fun book. Did you see the movie too?
No.
Not yet. Good. I'm glad you're reading the book and using your imagination. So Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, for all those 7-year-olds who haven't read it yet, pick it up. It is so much fun. So Ria, welcome to the show. And our third contestant is Mansi. Mansi, hello and welcome to the show. Say hi.
Hi, my name is Mansi and I am 7 years old.
Which school do you go to?
And I go to Forest Park Elementary School.
Are you and Ria friends? Yeah? Okay, and what do you do during your free time? What have you been doing in the summer?
In the summer, I go to this after school.
You go to a camp? Which camp is that?
Safari Kid.
Oh, you go to the Safari Kid camp. What have you been doing there?
Activities and projects.
Yeah?
Projects.
Is there something fun that you've been really enjoying?
Recess.
Who doesn't like recess? Are they making you work too hard in camp? No, no. It's fun. Yeah, and you get to meet Ria in camp too. So you girls have a lot of fun. Oh, Varna is in the same camp, huh?
Yeah.
What fun. Okay, so that's how you girls are all here together. Okay, so we've been practicing a little bit before the show, but I'll tell you the rules again. We have three categories, and I think your parents must have already told you what the categories today were. And they didn't? Then it'll be fun. Okay, so we have three categories, and then each category has 10 questions. Each question gets 10 points if you get it right the first time. And the way we do it is we practice with the buzzer, remember? So when we practice with the buzzer, whosoever buzzer lights up, that person gets to answer. If you answer it wrong or don't know the answer, you get -5. But if you get it right, you get 10 points. But if you don't know it and the question passes to the next person, and it will pass this way, from Varna to Ria, Ria to Mansi, Mansi to Varna, like that, okay, in a circle. If the other person has two choices, they can say pass if they don't know, or they can try to answer the question. If you say pass, no penalty, but if you try to answer the question, you get it right, you get 5 points, and if you get it wrong, you get -5. Okay, we'll start with the easy one. So I know all of you are going to get it, and Michael here is going to help me with the points today. Awesome. Okay, are you guys ready? Let's do a quick buzzer check. Varna, can you do your buzzer? Awesome. Ria, And Mansi. Great. Okay, and remember, especially you, Mansi, speak into the mic. Okay? Otherwise, listeners at home won't be able to hear you. You see, my voice is so loud, right? And your voices are so soft. So you have to speak extra loud into the mic. Okay. Are we ready? Okay, the first category is three-letter words. Three-letter words. Easy. So we'll start off easy. Okay? All of it is going to be easy. You girls look so smart. All right. First question. Something grown-ups wear around their neck. Who's that? Yes. Go ahead, Ria.
Tie.
Very good. 10 points. See? I told you. All right. Question number two. Something you eat with chips. Something you eat with chips. Chip and... Yes.
Dip.
Very good. That was Ria again. All right. Question number three. Santa's helper.
Elf.
Very good. That was 10 points to Mansi. Here you go. Question number four. What you make an omelette with? Varna.
Egg.
Very good. Excellent. 10 points. So far, the girls are doing awesome. Question number five. Dog-like wild animal with long ears. Dog-like wild animal with long ears. Looks like a dog, but his ears are longer. Three letters. Remember, it's the three-letter word.
Fox.
Very good. Varna thinks and answers, and she gets it right. Good job. Question number six. Another word for mother.
Mom.
Excellent. 10 points. Okay. Question number seven. Tasty spread on bread made with fruit and sugar. Tasty spread on bread made with fruit and sugar.
Jam.
Very good, Mansi. This is going to... I think I have a feeling we have a tiebreaker someday coming up. Okay. Question number eight. Where you might go to get fit, or where your parents might go to get fit?
Gym.
Excellent. 10 points to Ria. Question number nine. Where the moon can be seen? Where the moon can be seen? Where do you see the moon?
In the sky.
Sky. Very good. In the sky. She's like, okay, let me calculate. In the, there's five letters, and then sky is three letters. That's not three letters. Yeah, sky is the answer. Very good. Okay, last question. We're already at the end of the round, and so far, every question has gotten answered perfectly. Question number 10. Game where you have to touch another person to get them out.
Tag.
Mansi gets 10 points. Excellent. Okay, now this round is over. It's time to ask our callers. Because we have a listener question for all our callers. And here's the phone number for our studio, 510-770-1550, 510-770-1550. We're still in the three-letter category. Here we go. Round pan to stir-fry vegetables. And kids, it's not for you. Round pan to stir-fry vegetables. 510. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Whoops. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is a wok.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Koina, and I think the answer is pot.
Is pot. Okay, Koina says pot. Hi, you're on the air. Oof, so much feedback. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Roshni, and my answer is pot.
Roshni says pot, too. Okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rishika, and the answer is pot.
Rishika says pot, too. Remember, we're talking about stir-frying vegetables. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Anya, and the answer is a wok.
Thank you, Anya. Anya says wok. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Iknur, and I think the answer is a wok. W-O-K.
Thank you, Iknur. Iknur says wok. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Sabina. I think the answer is a wok.
Thank you, Sabina. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Akansha, and the answer is a wok.
Thank you, Akansha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Steve.
Hi, my name is Nandita, and my answer is wok.
Hi, Nandita. Welcome to the show. And last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, I'm Suti, and the answer is wok.
Istuti, just tell me your last name as well.
Yarola.
How do you spell it?
G-A-I-R-O-L-A.
Okay, got it. Thank you, Istuti. And Istuti was the last caller for our first question. We're going to take a break now. Is everybody going to give me the G-A-J-A cheer? Yeah? Okay. And when we come back, we'll see how many points the girls in the studio have and also who was the winner of our first listener question. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show with Vidya. G-A-J-A. Sawal kiye ja. Okay, we gotta try it again. Sawal kiye ja. Okay, jiye ja. Sawal kiye ja. Oh my god, what happened? Didn't have breakfast this morning or what? Louder. Jiye ja. Sawal kiye ja. Oh, we have very shy girls in the studio. But you know what? They're doing really well with the questions, so we will forgive them. So first, let's see who won our first listener question. It was three-letter word category, round pan to stir-fry vegetables. I specifically said stir-fry because I wanted a particular answer because there are many three-letter round pans, which is pot was one of them, pan is one of them. But my answer that I was looking for was stir-fry vegetables was wok. Was wok, W-O-K. A lot of you got it right. And from all the correct answers, this time Mansi has picked the winner. So Mansi is going to announce the winner and speak right into the mic.
The winner is Akansha.
Got it. Well done, Mansi. Akansha, congratulations. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. If you are at home, no excuses, do that right now. Right now. Send us an email, safariquizshow@gmail.com. Mention your name, your phone number, the question, the answer, and the date of the show. That's so that Miss Anu doesn't get confused. All right. Round pan to stir-fry vegetables. Walk. The winner was Akansha. Are you girls? Oh, let's see how the kids in the studio did. Varna, how many points do you have?
20.
What about you, Ria?
50.
And Mansi?
30.
So you can see 100 points. That means every question got answered right. And believe me, the difference in points doesn't matter at all. All at this point, because we have two more categories and 20 more questions. Okay? Are you ready for our math category? Yes, they look excited, which is wonderful. I think second graders have more fun with math than maybe fifth graders feel about it. But I'm happy that you're enjoying this. So, are you ready? Do you need a paper and pencil? Or are you going to do mental math? Here you go.
Paper and pencil.
And here you go. And here you go. Here's a pen. Make sure your pens are working before we start, and we'll also do a buzzer check.
Okay.
Yes? All right. Now, let's do a buzzer check. Varna, let me have... Let me have your buzzer. Yes, working. Ria? And Mansi. Perfect. Everybody's is working. We're doing math. The reason I'm doing another math round today after last week is because it was so much fun. I think I'm going to do this every single time. It's so much fun. Okay, first grade math. So everybody must be an expert at this. Because you guys are going to second grade, right? Nobody's staying back. No. Okay. And you know what? You don't shake your head because the people at the at their homes can't see whether you're shaking your head, which way, whether it's a yes shaking head or no shaking head. So it's a yes or no. So are you all going to second grade?
Yes.
There you go. Okay. First grade math, first question. When counting by sevens, what comes after 93? When counting by sevens, what comes after 93? All right.
100.
Mansi was the fastest. Very good. 10 points. Good job. Okay, next question. Ready? There are 5 blue pens and 7 black pens. If I take away 2 blue pens, how many total pens are there? So there are 5 blue pens. Everybody's writing busily. Michael, you're having the most fun here. There are 5 blue pens and 7 black pens. If I take away 2 blue pens, how many total pens are there? What's the total number of pens? Yes. 10. The shy Mansi is the fastest in the math. Good job. Okay. This one probably doesn't need any writing. Ready for the third one? Which even number comes after 48? Which?
50.
50. That was Ria. Good job. Okay. Next question has many correct answers. So you can give me any one. Okay? Number 4. Give me two numbers that add up to 13. Any two numbers that add up to 13. Yes, Varna?
10 and 3.
10 and 3. Nope, we just finished this question. Okay. All right, ready? Question number 5. How many cents is 2 dimes and 3 nickels? How many cents is 2 dimes and 3 nickels? 2 dimes and 3 nickels. That is Varna.
35.
Very good. Excellent. 10 points. Question number 6. How many cents is 3 pennies and 3 quarters? How many cents is 3 pennies and 3 quarters?
78.
Very good. That was pretty quick. Good job. Question number 7. Anita went to her friend's house at 10 o'clock and stayed for 3 hours. What time did she leave? Anita went to her friend's house at 10 o'clock and stayed for 3 hours. What time did she leave?
1 o'clock.
Very good. 10 points to Ria. Okay, question number 8. Which number follows this sequence? 6, 9, 12, 15. Which number follows this?
Mm-hmm.
18. Too easy. You should have asked them third grade math. Okay, question number 9. Give me two numbers you can subtract to get 5. Any two numbers. Give me two numbers you can subtract to get 5. Yes.
Me?
Mm-hmm. Mansi.
8 minus 3.
8 minus 3. Very good. That works. Only one answer. I know all of you know it. It's just that who gets it first, right? Okay. Question number 10. Oh, last one. Which is more? 3 dimes and 2 nickels or 2 quarters? 3 dimes and 2 nickels or 2 quarters? Which one is more? 3 dimes and 2 nickels or 2 quarters? Mansi.
Quarters?
2 quarters. And how many cents is that? Can you tell me?
50 cents.
And how much was the other one? 3 dimes and 2 nickels.
And how many nickels?
2.
40.
But you got the answer right. Very good. And that was the last question of our first grade math round. Now it's time for our listener question. Let me give them the phone number first, 510-770-1550, 510-770-1550. Okay. Quick. First 10 people to tell me this sequence. 1, 3, 5, 7, 11. 1, 3, 5, 7, 11. No, this one is just for our listeners. 1, 3, 5, 7, 11. All right, let's go to our first caller. Actually, I take that back. Let's just close that for a minute. My mistake. Here's the sequence. It's 1, 2, 3, 5, 7, 11. Now let's have the next number. 1, 2, 3, 5, 7, 11. Okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Iqnur, and the answer is 15.
Iqnur says 15. Okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Venus, and I think the answer is 15.
Venus says 15. Okay. Hi, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Hi, my name is Anushka, and the answer is 13.
Anushka says 13. Okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shruti and the answer is 13.
Shruti? Thank you, Shruti. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Satvik and the answer is 13.
Thank you, Satvik. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Hi, this is Sabina and I think the answer is 35.
Answer is 35?
Yeah, 35.
Okay. Thank you, Sabina. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja and I think the answer is 13.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Aisha and the answer is 15.
Aisha says 15. Wow, we've got a lot of different numbers this time. Thank you, Aisha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Roshni and my answer is 15.
Roshni says 15. And last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Urshika and the answer is 15.
By the way, is your name Urshika or Rushika?
R-I-S-H-I-K-A.
Rushika. Great. Rushika was our last caller for this question. And what was the answer again? I'm sorry. Did she say 15? Or did she say 13? What did she say? She said 15. Okay. All right. So we're going to take a break now, of course, when we come back, which was the correct answer to that question, as well as who was the winner. And the kids in the studio have been doing really well. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Oh, important. We're going to be doing something very, very unusual for the show. We're going to be debuting a song now called GA Mera Desh. And I want to give a little bit of history before Michael plays it. Now, this was a song that is not part of any movie. If you listeners remember the song called Vande Mataram, it was just made on the eve of, I believe it was Independence Day many years ago. And this one was also created that it came out of, an Indian feeling very sad about the state of affairs in India and wondering why more people weren't rising up and asking for a better world and a better life for themselves. A world where you didn't fight, a world where you focused on getting good things for the citizens of the country, a world where you fought against corruption. So he created this, he conceptualized this song, and then a number of very talented musicians and composers in Bombay and Mumbai decided to partner with him and create this song. And in fact, when you listen to the song, you will see that you can hear Shankar Mahadevan's voice. It also features the voice of Vishal Dadlani, Salim Merchant, and other very, very talented singers in India. Now, the song is meant to inspire us to try and do something for the country. And the best part is that it's an open source song, which means if you're interested in this song, you just have to write to me at safariquizshow@gmail.com and you can have the song to use as you like. You can even compose a different piece of music to the lyrics of the song. So it allows you to completely use your creativity to do with the song as you will. The idea is that more people should hear the sentiment behind the song. You'll also hear that the song is being sung in many Indian languages. It's just to promote the diversity of India, the wonderful complexity and variety that we have in that country. So without further ado, here is GA Mera Desh.
नहीं है वहां बस है काले सवेरे
زبان پہ سچ کا سمندر چلے سر اٹھائے تو جینے کا جذبہ کیوں ٹھہرے جیے کیوں نر وہ اگر وہ کا بندر کیوں رسم و رواجوں کے اونچے حق میں حق ہو سبھی کے وہ قدموں میں منزل بلندی پہ ہو نام سب کا یہی دعا دعا میں یہی التجا ہے جیوں میں جیے میرا دے یہی دعا دعا میں یہی التجا ہے جیوں
Looking for an after-school program for your child where they can get homework help or extra challenges in math and science?
Now that was a beautiful song. I think it gave me goosebumps when I was every time I listen to it, I get goosebumps because it just rouses such sentiments of nostalgia and patriotism. And that's the intention of the song. And I hope everyone who's listening to it got as inspired to maybe do a little bit for their country. And maybe spread the song a little bit if you really loved it. You can hear many Indian languages in that song, but maybe your language wasn't featured there. So please do write to me, safariquizshow@gmail.com. And I will give you the copy of the song and I'll connect you with the people who made it. And you can definitely use it for and make it into your own language. It's open source. The idea behind the song is to just bring us all together, to remind us what a glorious country we have, to remind us that we are all citizens and we can do something about it. So, Jiye Mera Desh is the name of the song and we're so proud and privileged to be playing it for the very first time on North American radio. The song has been never played before here. It just debuted yesterday in India on August 15th. And today we have the privilege of playing it here. Once again, the song is Jiye Mera Desh. I love the song so much, so you're probably going to be hearing a little more of the song on this show in the coming weeks. But if you're interested in the show, or if whatever you thought about the song, please do write to me at safariquizshow@gmail.com. I know the makers of the song would love to hear your feedback as well. And if you want to use it, as I said, please go ahead. It's just such a tribute to the song. And the idea is to, as more people listen to the song, there is no money involved, there is no compensation involved. It's just a sentiment that the creator wanted to share with all of his fellow citizens and say, let's make a better world. It's been inspired by Rabindranath Tagore's beautiful poem, Where the Mind is Without Fear, and you can hear that running through the song. And the poem is inspirational and the song is inspirational. So once again, Jiye Mera Desh, do write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com for any thoughts you may have and if you want to use the song for any purpose that you may have. All right, so now it's back to our quiz show here, and the girls have been waiting very patiently. The series that I did was very much on the fly, the series that I gave for the listener question, which was 1, 2, 5, 7, 11. And the idea was that I would like the next prime number, which was 13. And we didn't have a bunch of correct answers, but from all the correct answers, all the people who said 13, Ria has picked the winner this time. Ria, who was the winner of our second listener question?
The winner was Satvik.
Satvik, all right. Satvik, congratulations. Do write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. Safariquizshow@gmail.com. Don't forget to mention the question, answer, and the date of the show so Miss Anoon can keep track. Okay, let's look at the points on the board right now. Varna, how many points do you have?
40.
40 points. What about you, Ria?
80.
80. And what about you, Mansi?
80.
Uh-oh. Are we heading for a tie? We'll only know after our third round, so we'd better get to that quickly so that we know if there's a tiebreaker, we need to do something more with it. Okay. All right. So the third category is aquatic animals. Aquatic animals. Are you guys ready? First question is... Oh, let me do a buzzer check. Varna. What about you, Ria? Mansi? Good. And our first question is, intelligent mammal often said to be friendly to humans. Intelligent.
A dolphin.
Dolphin. You know what? Today, for the first time, we've actually run out of 10-point coins because the girls got everything right. Awesome. Okay, question number two. What kind of an animal is an orca? What kind of an animal is an orca?
Dolphin.
You know what? It's actually a killer whale, but it belongs to the dolphin family. So, 10 points. What do you know? We always think of orcas as killer whales, so I would have accepted whale as an answer, but it so happens it belongs to the dolphin family, so dolphin is correct too. So, Mansi gets 10 points. Question number 3. Creature with 8 tentacles and suckers.
Octopus.
Octopus. Very good. That was Ria. 10 points. Question number 4. You know, I had to ask my daughter, how do I clue this particular animal? And she gave me this clue. So, here goes. Blobby creature that stings. Blobby creature that stings. Sometimes.
Jellyfish?
Jellyfish. Very good, Mansi. And speak into the mic. I think our listeners can't hear you at all. There we go. Question number 5. Animal with hard, thick shell and 4 flippers. Go for it, Ria.
Turtle.
Turtle. These girls are so good. Here we go. Question number 6. Flat-looking animal with a barbed tail that glides through the water. Sometimes can sting.
Beaver?
Remember that we're talking about aquatic animals. And I said it had a barbed tail. Beavers have this big flat tail, right? This is a flat animal with a barbed tail. A barb means little like thorns coming out of the tail. Flat looking animal with a barbed tail that glides through the water. She got it wrong, so I'm going to take 5 points from her. And then the question now passes to Varna. You have a choice of saying either pass, or if you think you know the answer, you can tell me.
Stingray.
Awesome. And her 4 points go to you. Good job. Okay. Another one that I got the clue from my daughter. Creature that looks like the knight piece from a chessboard. The daddies take care of the eggs. Creature that looks like a knight piece from a chessboard. The daddies take care of the eggs. Aquatic animals. Remember, animals in water. creature that looks like the knight piece from a chess board. Have you seen a knight piece?
Yes.
Yes. Which creature looks like that?
A seahorse.
Seahorse. You got it. 10 points. Okay, here goes. Next one. Large mammal that can be seen barking and honking on San Francisco piers.
Seal.
Seal. I would have taken seal or sea lion. Very good. 10 points. Good job. Question number 9. Black and white birds found in Antarctica.
Penguin.
Penguin. And last question on this round, and last question for today's episode. 5-armed creature that can grow back an arm if it is cut.
Squid?
No, that is not correct. No, it doesn't come to you. It goes to Varna. Varna, it's your turn.
Pass.
And it goes to Ria. You don't have to buzz.
Octopus.
5-armed creature. Okay. All right. So 5-armed creature that can grow back and... Yeah, Mansi, now, why don't you say the answer? I can't give you points, but you can mention the answer.
Starfish.
Starfish. Starfish was what I was looking for, but no points now because the question is done. And now they have such a big heap of coins in front of them that I think they're going to take some time to count all of them. So we have to give them some time. But before we go on break, let's listen. Here's our third listener question. 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550 is our call-in number. And here is our listener question for our aquatic animal round. Name the biggest fish in the world. Name the biggest fish in the world. Go for it. Who's this? Who's this? Ooh, can you turn the radio down? You're on the air. Hello? Okay, let's move on. Hi, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air. Hi, you're on the air. Listen. Yes, go ahead. Who's this? Hi, you're on the air. The question is, which is the biggest fish in the world?
Hi, my name is Roshni. My answer is whale shark.
Roshni says whale shark. Okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Anya, and the answer is blue whale.
Blue whale is not a fish, Anya. Let's move to our next call. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, I'm Stuti Garola, and the answer is whale shark.
Thank you, Stuti. Hi, you're on the air.
The answer is...
Hi, you're on the air. Please turn the radio down. Oh. Hi, you're on the air. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is the answer is a blue whale.
A blue whale. Thank you. Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, I'm Simran.
Simran, okay. And what's your answer, Simran?
My answer is the orca whale.
Orca whale, orca whale. Okay, that's a mammal too. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Shairi, and the answer is the whale shark.
Thank you, Shairi. Hi, shark, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, my name is Shobha, and the answer is whale shark.
What's your name again?
My name is Shobha, and the answer is whale shark.
I'm sorry, but I can't hear you very well, so could you spell
my
your
name?
My
name is Siddharth.
Siddharth. Okay,
and
thank you, Siddharth.
Whale shark.
Got that. Thank you, Siddharth. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Satvik, and the answer is a whale shark.
Thank you, Satvik. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ayush. I think the answer is a dolphin.
Thank you, Ayush. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Asia, and the answer is shark whale.
Shark whale? Okay.
Or whale shark.
Whale shark. Thank you, Asia. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is whale shark.
Thank you, Pooja. And last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shruti, and the answer is a whale shark.
Thank you, Shruti. Shruti was the last call. I know some of you are still holding. But you know what? We have a show every week. And some weeks we have listener specials where we have 8 questions for the listeners. So please do keep listening. And we're going to take a break now. When we come back, all the winners, you're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Jiye Ja, Sawal Kiye Ja. Oh my goodness. Yes, they are finally trained. Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. We're coming to the end of the show. We debuted a really beautiful song today called Jiye Mera Desh. And I will try and put up a smaller link on the Safari Quiz Show page. So if you haven't already liked us, go to Facebook and like the Safari Quiz Show page. Okay. Now, we had our third listener question, which was biggest fish in the world. The answer was a whale shark. And from all the correct answers, Varna has picked the winner. Varna, who was the winner of the third listener question?
The winner is Isha.
Isha. All right. Isha, write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. By the way, if you've listened to the show, the girls have already got their prizes. You're the only ones, listeners at home, that don't know who won. So we'll tell you that soon. But let me tell you, the prizes they get are way better than prizes from just calling in. Because anyway, you have just a 1 in 10 chance of winning. But if you're in the studio, you have a 100% chance of winning. Because everybody gets a prize. So if you want to participate, please do write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. And let's see who won our show today. Varna, how many points do you have?
65.
Riya, how many points do you have?
115.
Awesome. And Mansi, was she able to beat her? Mansi, how many points do you have?
90.
Oh my God, this was such a close game. But our winner today was Riya. Let's give her a big round of applause, girls. Okay, everybody did fabulously. But now it's time to go. Michael is giving me a signal. Wind it up. And we are going to wind it up now. The show was brought to you by Safari Kid and produced by Anu and Michael. The theme tune was composed by Naren Pradhan. And this is your host, Vidya, saying, Jiye Ja, Sawal Kiye Ja.